Om Shanti. The Magic of Blessings. Today is 2nd of March 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, may you be a great knowledgeful soul who knows the importance of time and transforms anything wasteful into powerful. May you be a great knowledgeful soul who knows the importance of time and transforms anything wasteful into powerful. For 63 births, you wasted many things, and now, this one birth is for becoming powerful. Do not waste it, because every moment of the confluence age is for enabling you to accumulate an income of multimillions. This is the age of the season for earning an income. Therefore, never leave what is powerful and go towards anything that is wasteful. To the extent that you become knowledgeful and make yourself powerful, you will accordingly make others powerful. Those who understand the importance of time in this way automatically become great. So, in today's blessing, Baba is focusing on time. Do not waste time on wasteful things. Those who understand the importance of time in this way, they automatically become great. So we will discuss few things about time today. Few things about time management. Because this time of confluence age is very, very important. Different people throughout the world have spoken about time and its importance and how we should not waste time. So in this Brahmin life also, time is very important. And time management is one such thing which every Brahmin has to understand, every Brahmin has to do. Without doing this time management, in fact, we can't progress in this Brahmin life. So we will see in very short 20 different methods of time management. First is create a daily plan. First is in time management, plan, daily plan. Recent Murli Baba called it time booking. Appointment diary, one of the ways of concentration. Okay, so the first thing you have to do is planning. When you will do planning, either you do the planning the night, at night for the day, next day, or you do it immediately post Amrit Vela. After Amrit Vela is the time for time management or for planning. Plan the entire day. This is the day, what all things I have to do today, whom I have to meet, what are the important tasks, all the things. Planning is very important. Don't jump headlong into your day. Have some rough planning. If not accurate planning, some planning. This is a planning for my Murli, this is a planning for my Chintan, for my churning. Because churning is most important thing. Simply listening is not enough. Simply speaking is not enough. Speaking can make you just a speaker. Not more than that. You have not come here just to become speaker or philosophers. You have come here to become Jnani to Atma or knowledgeable soul. A knowledgeable soul is the one who understands, who imbibes, just as food becomes you a part of your being when it becomes blood. In the similar manner, this knowledge should flow in your veins as blood. So the first thing you have to do is planning. Plan, plan, plan. It was not raining when Noah made the ark. That goes the saying. When Noah, in Christianity, there was an announcement or divine declaration that for 40 days it is going to rain. So that time everybody laughed at Noah. Noah is regarded as prophet in Islam and as a great person in Christianity. So when Noah started preparing a big ark, a big ship, and every species was included in that. So it was not raining when Noah built the ark. That's why plan ahead. So first is planning. Second thing you have to do is time boxing. Time boxing. What is time boxing? Time boxing means I will do this thing from 4 to 5 p.m. This thing from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. There is some rough box time this thing. It's not that you decided I have to meet that person, so I will meet him for 4 hours. Not like that. I have to do Murli Chintan, Murli Churning, so I will do Murli Churning for 30 minutes. So plan. 4 to 5 watt, 5 to 6 watt, 7 to 8 watt. So this is the timing. This time, this much time, 20 minutes or 15 minutes for food. This much time for meditation. This much time for walking. This much time for exercise. This much time for doing my daily work or duty or service. This much time, special time sometimes I have to take out because I have to meet somebody. So the second thing is time boxing. Time boxing means 4 to 5 watt, 5 to 6 watt. Plan that. So first is early morning planning or day night before. And then time boxing. Then third is calendar. Keep a calendar in front of you. What you can do is there are certain apps also of calendar based apps. So this calendar should be in front of you. And sometimes you can do things on the calendar only. Suppose this is a calendar. So write down in the calendar because otherwise you will forget. You will not forget. 3rd, 5th of March, I have to go to Ahmedabad. Or 4th, I have to go somewhere. So when there is a space there, write there only. This is known as calendar method. So time management, one of the things is have the calendar in your room or on your table, on your desk. Calendar, okay. Next is clock, watch. Be little time conscious. It's not that you just forget what is the time. There should be fixed time for things. So keep a clock in front of your eyes. Whether you are in your bedroom or wherever you are. So clock is must, or if you have hand wrist watch. That is also very important. That makes you little time conscious. Okay, so that you can decide about things. So keeping clock in front of your eyes, keeping calendar in front of your eyes. Next is know your deadlines. Deadlines means suppose this is the task I have to do. I have to finish this task in 3 days. Fix deadlines. It's not that somebody has given you work and you are just lingering on it, sitting on it for a long time. No, you have to fix deadline. Have deadline. By this much time, I must finish it. It's not about the day, it's about days rather. Even days you can have, within one day also you can have deadline, but deadline usually we use for days. Like in 4 days, give a target to yourself. I have this sanskar of getting hurt every time. I have this sanskar of feelings of being sensitive and getting mood offs, mood swings, emotional lability on and off. So this emotional abilities, how can I get it? I make a planning that I have to get rid of this sanskar in next 21 days. So you fix a deadline. In next 21 days I have to work on this sanskar. I have to work on emotional impurities. I have to churn this topic in next 3 days and prepare it. Emotional impurities. This is one of the good topic to churn upon. So, fixed deadline. So, this is 5th. 6th is target to be early. Target to be early. Means if you have to reach certain place, try that you reach before time. If you have to reach railway station, your train starts at 9 a.m. You try to reach there 30 minutes before. Try to reach at places before time. So try to be early is another thing for time management. So that otherwise, you know, you get anxious, you get uneasiness, ill at ease when you reach just on time. It should not be just on time. It should be before time. Then only you remain peaceful, relax. Otherwise, just imagine your train has come and you have just reached and you got to know that now the platform is different. And now you have to again climb the bridge and then go to the other platform. So a lot of, fear, anxiety, all those things, rush. So even you can miss the bus or train, whatever. You can miss the train and you can miss the bus as well. To miss the bus is to miss the opportunity. So target to be early at any place, whether it is for giving lectures or anything. Just as a good example is, there was one church, in that one father was there, priest. It was the last day of that priest. He had almost spent about, he had almost been in that church for about 60 years. So they had called the mayor of the village for the send-off ceremony. But the mayor got late. So what? The priest said, let me begin my speech. Because the mayor, chief guest has not arrived, what to do? So he started his speech. He said that, I remember my first day, 60 years back in this village, when I came, one man had come. And he confessed before me all the crimes. I was just shocked. What a village this is. This man has done almost every crime. He has done everything and he confessed. Because in Christianity there is something known as confession. You go to church in front of your priest, you confess all your sins, all your crimes. So to begin a new life. So he says, when I came for the first time in this village, I was shocked because on the very first day, one man had come and he confessed almost everything. And he took a promise from me that I should not reveal this to anybody. So that was the thing. And after that, but I thought, what a village this is. But good that was the only first time. In next 60 years, I never got such a man. He was that was the only case I encountered in my life. Okay, so he finishes his speech and sits. Now the mayor comes. The mayor, who was late and he was about to be a chief guest, so he comes and he begins his speech. He says, I am very fortunate that Father so and so, I am the first person who had come to him for confession, and you all love me so much. And because of your love, I could do so much things in the villages. I am very thankful to all of you. But I will tell you, he is my teacher. Because I was the first person who came to him. So this is delaying. Coming late. Okay? So this is target to be early. Sixth. Seventh is, set reminder 15 minutes before. Set reminder. Wherever you are going, set reminder 15 minutes before. Have a watch, so it will start beeping, so that reminder should be there. If you want to do Amrit Vela at 3 o'clock, your reminder should be 15 minutes before. If you want to do Amrit Vela starting from 2:30 in the morning, your reminder should be 2:15. If you want to become late and you are not very much interested in Amrit Vela, you can set your Amrit Vela reminder at 4 o'clock, so that you get up at 4:30. But if you want to use your time, best time is morning time. Baba has said to make Amrit Vela powerful. So you have to set your alarm 15 minutes before. If you are to go anywhere, set the alarm 15 minutes before. So that is known as setting reminder. Seventh. Eighth is food and sleep. Food and sleep. If you want to have good time management, you should have good food management and time management. It's not that you will eat your full at night and you hope to have a very powerful Amrit Vela. If you are sleeping more, you have to set your sleep, you have to set your food. This is very important thing in Brahmin life. These are the two things to set in yogi life. Food and sleep. Eighth. Ninth is block out distraction. Block out distractions. All those things that distract you, just block them out. Just remove them. These are the things that disturb me. For example, you are studying Murli. And in between you are checking your WhatsApp. In between you are checking messages. In between you are checking emails. Every 10 minutes you have to check your mail. These are distractions. All block out all the digital distractions. If you are talking with somebody, somebody has specially come to meet you. Okay? And in between you are continuously seeing your mobile. What message? What call? So these are distractions. Keep them aside for some time. So block out all the distractions. Eighth. Then ninth. Ninth is find out time wasters. What are the time wasters? Make a list of time wasters and energy drainers. What are my time wasters? Talking? Gossips? Internet? Surfing? Sightseeing? Moving around? Loitering around? Daydreaming? Wasteful imagination? Television? What? Find out, what are my time wasters? What are the things I waste? Food? Am I engaged only in food and food and food? Food obsession? What to eat? What to eat? What to eat for lunch? What to eat for dinner? Keep on thinking about food all the time. So that is time waster. So find out your time. And then, 10th, prioritize. Prioritize things. Which is the most important thing I have to do today? And which is the least important thing? This is the most important. Murli churning is the most important thing. Yoga is the most important thing. Not all other things will come later on. What are my priorities in Brahmin life? Tapasya? Or something else? What are my priorities? Even for smaller things. If I have to meet 4 people, which is the most important meeting out of 4? That I will see first. And then later. So try to prioritize thing 10. Then 11, delegate. Delegate responsibilities. If you have 10 things to do, you divide the work amongst yourself. You give people some work. That is known as relegation also. You assign certain tasks to certain people. If you have 10 people, give. Don't feel that I will do everything and so that I get all the credit. It's not like that. Time management means there are 10 groups are coming. Okay. You said, oh, just wait, I have to explain everybody. I will give you good doses of knowledge. No one will touch them. This is a possessive attitude. This is my subject. Please don't touch them. Why did you explain, relate knowledge to those people? They were my game. So you want to become a very possessive hunter. You don't want your game to be taken away by anybody else. It's not like that. No, it's a good thing to become a spiritual hunter. But then Baba has said, jungle is wild. Wide. Many people will come to you. So, delegate responsibilities. Hand over. Assign tasks to others. You take this, I'll take this. This is good. Rather than keeping all the reins in my own hand and controlling and bossing everybody. 11. 12th is, don't fuss over unimportant details. Like, don't fuss about unimportant detail. You want, this is unimportant things, but you are trying to know everything about it. Something has happened, it's gone. Holy means what? Holy, finished. Past is past. Why are you fussing and foaming and faming and raving and ranting about the same thing? Stop, full. Don't fuss about unimportant things. Who has taken? Why he has taken? It's an unimportant thing. But you are going into so much details of that. Something is wasted. Okay, fine, it's wasted, it's gone. But who has wasted it? How dare you make it spill? Who has done this? And going into details and inquiry and judging and all those things. So, don't fuss about unimportant. 13th is, batch similar things together. Batch similar things together. If you are going to market, think, what are all the things, similar things I am having there? You have to visit ATM. At the same time, you have to purchase some vegetables or some items from the shop, some grocery. So think, if I am going to this place, what are the similar things I can do there? If you are in your room, somewhere there, on the other side of, behind the Panda Bhavan, you have to come to Om Shanti Bhavan. So also think, what all things? Do I have to return some book to library? 1. Do I have to meet somebody here? Do I have to purchase some book from the shop here? Or anything. All related things you batch together. Trying to batch similar tasks together. That is one of the skills of time management. 13. 14th is eliminate. 14th is cut off when you need to. 14th is don't keep on doing the task unnecessarily long time. Cut off. Have the power. Stop it. Now I have to do something else. Suppose your old friends have come and you are talking and talking and talking. Learn to cut off. Stop. cut off what you are doing. Then 15th is time buffering. Time buffer means keep some time in between. First we start time boxing. 9 to 10, one task. 10 to 11, another task. 11 to 12, another task. But there is no, you have to keep some 10 minutes in between. So that you, that is a bridging. Some time should be there. Now suppose this class is finished, at, already it is time up. It's finishing at 6:30 and immediately you say that 6:30 I begin some other task. Time cushioning, very good. Time cushioning or time buffering. Time cushioning, time buffering, time bridge. There should be, you have to buy time. So you need some time. So this is 15th and last I will tell. And then next time we will take the remaining ones. One more very good point here is avoid multitasking. 16th point is avoid multitasking. There is always an inner urge to do multitasking. While eating, you are doing mail also. While you are typing some messages also. You are doing something also. This also, that also. So that no time is wasted. But you know, multitasking, it divides your attention. You can't give undivided attention to one thing. So these are the 16 methods of time management. Few more are there. We'll see in the next class. Just remember them. Not just remember. Keep on practicing them. By practicing, you become perfect. So Sangam Yuk's time is very important. We cannot afford to waste a single minute. Om Shanti.